This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. As hundreds of Houston City workers wait for delayed pension payments, the chair of the pension board faced questions this morning before Houston City Council. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh tells us council members wanted to know why the city's independent pension system has taken so long to process paperwork for about 1,000 workers who accepted early retirement.
Pension Board Chairman Sherry Mose says the answer lies with the retirees themselves. Up to 349 still have not been paid, and she told the City Council that a lot of them did not submit the proper paperwork in a timely manner. She also says the pension system typically processes 39 retirements per month. When we asked whether everyone who completed their paperwork properly was paid within the promised 90 days, she couldn't answer.
I don't have the particulars on that, so I would just, just say we're just paying them as we can.
Up to a third of those who accepted the retirement buyouts should be paid by the end of the month, according to Mose. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Sugarland residents could soon see their property taxes go up. The city council is considering a measure that would raise an average homeowner's property tax bill by about $95 a year. Several residents spoke against the tax rate increase at a public hearing last night. Sugarland resident Andy Pinto says it would increase a burden on homeowners, especially seniors on a fixed income.
Have compassion, have empathy for your stakeholders who have elected you and for the seniors.
Sugarland City Council will vote on the measure next Tuesday. A new poll shows limited support for new Texas congressional maps. They are designed to give Republicans a five-seat advantage in next year's midterms. The Texas Politics Project says just 34% of voters approve of the maps, while 41% are against. Clear skies tonight, overnight low near 76. Tomorrow sunny, high around 92. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.